is our special eclipse soundtrack we're doing for you today. Thank you, Mike, for finding all these awesome songs to celebrate the total eclipse of the sun.
You got it.
Yes.
I was hoping for the club version, the remake, the 1990s Total Eclipse of the Heart. Nina, who did the remake?
I don't know.
We'll figure it out. Because that I had listened to that jam many times.
Oh, yeah. On
late
repeat.
At night in the club.
Well.
Nikki French?
Nikki French.
Is that, well, maybe that's coming up next.
There's still part of the show left. Maybe yes, that's there coming is.
Up. Maybe I know what I'm doing. Okay. Hey.
Hey.
Should we talk a little food?
Yes.
You know, when we talk food, we like to go to court.
Yeah.
Because it seems only fitting. It's time for food court.
Now I'm going to visit the only court I could never be in contempt of. Food court.
Bradley versus Dawn.
They love to argue.
On topics from the world of cuisine.
White meat or dark meat?
Blue cheese or ranch.
It's food court.
Gotta be a better way to phrase that. Let's go.
The Honorable Mike Ganger presiding.
Something's happening in the food court.
Oh, a Sbarro.
I got a new pizza thing. It could block the sun if you held it up at the right angle.
Oh.
It's from Little Caesars. I'll tell you about it. Just wanted you to know Carbondale is about to... now we're getting close to Indianapolis. They're about 2.5 minutes in.
Wow.
Or 2.5 minutes away. So Carbondale just got the... they just got it, and now it's headed to Indianapolis.
Are they also saying we did it?
Yeah.
Like some of the people in the comments.
It! Well,
the
maybe
comments
they...
are super fun to read.
Oh, I'm sure.
People are making friends.
Our good friends at Little Caesars have something for us to try, and I thought we're going to try this at some point. Have you heard of Crazy Puffs?
No.
Or Crazy Poofs? I don't know. It's a four-piece... Yeesh. What?
I don't like poofs.
Why?
I don't know. I think it
Is
sounds kind of weird. What?
That's what the British used to call gay people.
Oh, my God. It's not a gay thing.
But you didn't know that. Crazy Poofs. Well, that makes me think of Cheesy Poofs, right?
I don't like Cheesy Puffs. Those big puffy Cheetos.
Yeah.
I don't like those.
You don't like those. I do
this
like...
This doesn't have anything to do with that, does it?
No. I do like the non-Cheetos ones. What is it? Elmer's or Elwood's Cheese Puffs that you can get. They're in the red and clear package. Elmer? I don't know. I'll figure it out. Anyway, back to Little Caesars. Crazy Puffs are little handheld bites of pizza dough with sauce, cheese, drizzled in a buttery garlic flavor, sprinkled with dry herbs, and come with both plain and pepperoni style.
What does that all mean?
Wow. It's little pizza bites, basically. They look like little bagel bites, but they're actual pizza bites.
Oh, I make these at home.
Do you?
Yeah.
With pizza dough?
Not with pizza dough. I do it with a flat bun.
Okay. Well, these are
flatses.
These are actual pizzas.
Oh,
so this is little pizza dough, sauce, cheese, buttery garlic, dry herbies. A four-piece order will set you back just $3.99. That means they're just about $1 each, Dawn. The press release promises layers of complexity that will tantalize your taste buds everywhere. Also,
well, that's a lot to promise.
What does everywhere mean? That implies something disturbing.
It'll
Where you got taste buds?
Taste buds are in
mine
my
are
mouth.
On my tongue.
That's it.
Dirty birds. Anyway, have you heard of these yet?
No, I just did right now.
You see, you hadn't heard about them before?
No.
Mike, did you see these?
I have heard of these, and we were going to do these actually when you were gone. They've been around for a while. When you were on your cruise, we were going to do these. We didn't do them at that time, though, because they're only available from 4 until 8 p.m.
Oh, you did tell
That's
us about
right.
that. But I didn't know.
I hope they expand it and allow us to do them at some point. But yeah, 4 until 8 p.m., the only times you can get these.
I did not know that's what you were talking about.
These are exactly
good.
Yeah, they do look delicious.
Go get them, put them in the freezer, and then we'll heat them up.
They look, I will say, the article that you have that's also on our show links page, it is an accurate account of a picture of what they would actually.
They look good. They look real crispy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
crunchy.
This is definitely not a promotional shot. This is someone at the takeout ordered
them. The takeout.com, because they want you to know what you're really in for.
Yeah.
I do appreciate the level of doneness on that cheese. How do you guys feel about cheese doneness on a pizza?
This is a perfect level. You want a little char to it. You want a little bite into it.
Now,
the only thing that worries me a little bit. Sorry, go ahead.
No.
The sauce. I always get You know me and sauce. Yeah, there's not a lot of sauce going on here.
I know. I see that. Unless the cheese is real thick.
Mm-hmm.
Now, it's interesting that you just brought up sauce, Mike, because in addition to these cheesy poofs, we had pizza this weekend. And two things. One, I'm not going to tell you where I got the pizza because it was not good. Uh-oh. And it really bummed me out. And I don't want to like hold it against them.
Oh, of course not.
That's but what I will say is there was a noted lack of sauce. It was like somebody put a teaspoonful of sauce in their mouth and then licked the pizza dough.
Oh. Oh, my God.
Like, that's how much sauce
so gross
was on the pizza.
You are sick. Thanks for painting that picture for us.
Well, that's what it looked like.
They baby birded your pizza?
Yeah. Or it looked like somebody lifted up the cheese and then licked off all the sauce and then put the cheese back down. Maybe that would have been a better analogy. No. The other thing is, quickly, my car smelled like pizza for 2 days. Also, bottom line, we still ate a crap ton of that pizza because even bad pizza is good pizza.
That's true.
But the sauce thing, I don't understand. Is there a run on sauce? Dawn, you had pizza this weekend.
I did.
Did you have appropriate levels of sauce?
The sauce was really good. It was appropriate and it was super fresh because they had to make it over.
What do you mean you had to make it over?
They had to make it over because they did it wrong. Oh, they got our order wrong. So we got home.
We had pizza problems this weekend.
We did. I mean, it was really good. And, you know, it's fine. That's human error. And we all make mistakes.
You looked like you had a square cut pizza because you had a couple extra pieces today.
Yes.
So it was like a flat crust.
Flat crust, square cut. It was supposed to be, this is our order.
Yeah, what was it supposed to be?
It's supposed to be the entire pizza.
Pizza. Pizza.
The whole pizza has sausage on it, okay? Then on half the pizza, there's mushrooms.
Because you like mushrooms.
That's me. MC wants pepperoni on his side. So not a real complicated order.
You don't like pepperoni?
I like pepperoni, okay, but I don't want too many things. I really love mushrooms. And I would prefer sausage over. Like the sausage-mushroom combo is just really good to me.
Sure.
It was a great pizza, I'll say that. And it was real fresh.
But it was wrong.
It was wrong. The second one we got was very, very fresh because they had to redo it really quick because we were coming.
Oh, I'm sure. Did you have pizza this weekend, Mike?
I did not. I didn't know we were all having pizza. In fact, I didn't eat anything this weekend.
Mike.
You didn't eat at all?
What do you mean you didn't eat at all?
I did I wanted to reset my metabolism.
Oh, no. What are you
and
doing?
And I tried doing a water fast.
Oh, Mike.
I mean, I had some broth. I had some other stuff, but
did
I just,
you do okay or were you like?
I did fantastic. Yeah. Okay. I feel amazing right now.
You do?
Yeah.
All right. Well, just don't do that a lot and please
I would never do that
care
a lot.
Of
No.
A physician. I don't want you to like, you know, get the trots.
No, this is all physician.
Well, you drink liquid. It's all that's coming out.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Were you extra thirsty?
No, I just I was pounding. I didn't want to get dehydrated or go through.
Yeah,
I was
good.
Very much pounding water. I was peeing constantly. Too much information.
Yeah, you were.
But yeah, from Friday, I had. Actually, I did have pizza on Friday. I had pizza bake.
What?
On Friday at noon.
There you go.
Pizza bake. Was that the.
Is that our
cafeteria
downstairs?
Food?
No, we make pizza bake at home.
Oh.
Instead of crust, we just do cauliflower. And then you add all the pizza toppings on top. It's delicious.
That sounds amazing. I think you're just telling yourself that.
No, honestly, it's phenomenal.
Was it like the Last Supper before you did your fast?
No. Okay. The key, that is really well done. But no, the key is to bake the cauliflower first and get like a good crust on that so it gets a little crispy. And then you put all your toppings on it.
All right.
And it's delicious.
Well, good. I'm glad you're back
Thanks.
To eating food.
I'm
Did
back
you have
to
some today?
Oh, yeah. I've been eating since yesterday.
Okay, good.
It was just Friday to Sunday.
Well, I'm glad you're back.
Thanks.
We need to keep you at full speed.
Thank you.
So get some fuel in you. You got any, like, you got a candy bar over there, Dawn?
A candy bar? No.
Oh, you're probably not doing sugar still.
I'm good right now.
Oh, man.
Thank you,
okay.
though.
All right. Hey, Dawn.
Yes.
When we come back. All this pizza talk made
pizza?
Me hungry.
Oh.
No, we're going to talk Britney.
That's
Why?
Right.
Because Britney is toxic.
No,
nope,
she isn't.
She sang about toxic. And it turns out you know the story behind the song.
Yes, I do.
So you learned something and you're going to tell us about it when you come back right here on The Adventures of Bradley and Donna, My Talk 107.1.
Hey, My Talkers. Have you noticed that there are so many for sale signs on houses? And then they're there and then they're gone. That's because... Buying season is here. Houses are going quick, and my talkers, if you want the best service with your mortgage, you should call David and his team at First Equity Mortgage. See, they know all the tricks to get that offer in for you really quick, and they will help you with the process. Every little step, they are there for you. Even if you have no idea how to do it, they will get your ducks in a row. So many customers have been happy with David and his team because they're attentive. They get back to you on time. They explain the process. They let you know what's going on every step of the way. And when you call them, David will answer the phone. It's so important to have somebody that's on your side that is local, and they are there for you, and they will do just that. So we actually refinanced with David a couple years ago. It was a great experience. Call David and his team, 763-251-8000. My talk, keyword David.
All these crazy alien stories can't be true, can they? Hey, it's Stephen Diener, host of the Unidentified Alien Podcast. And whether you're new to the conversation or have been looking into it for years, you need to check out the fastest growing alien show out there, the Unidentified Alien Podcast, or UAP for short. There's a crazy amount of alien encounter stories out there from all over the world. And the beauty of it is that I bring them all to you and let you decide what you believe. Download and subscribe to UAP on any of the major podcasting platforms. And you can also find it on UAPpodcast.com.
I'm Bradley Trainer,
and I'm Don McClain. We have a podcast called Blinded by the Item.
A blind item is gossip about a celebrity with their name left out. It's a guessing game, and you can play along. The item might be like, this A-list star carries a Birkin bag worth more than the average person's house to the gym to work out.
Pretty sure that's J-Lo.
And P.S., the person behind all of this is Kris Jenner,
LLC. We drop a new episode every weekday, so the fun never ends.
Blinded by the Item. Listen wherever you get podcasts and watch us on the Blinded by the Item YouTube channel.
He played it on
repeat. Well,
it's
Nikki French, but...
Nikki French, yeah. With the remake of Total Eclipse of the Heart.
That was a club hit back in the day.
That's right. So late at night, you're at your house.
No, I was
playing
in the
it
saloon.
Over and over again. The saloon.
I was at my house, just like, I'm going to play this
song. No, I mean
song
after
again.
The club.
No, there was no music after the club, Dawn.
I don't know. Okay. There's an eclipse today, and that's why.
Mostly because I was probably music. Passed out on my bed.
Oh. Okay. Okay, so I saw this really cool bit of info that I did not know.
What? You found some info?
I did. Intel and info. Britney Spears did not write Toxic, which is not too hard to discover. You can just, you know, look it up. Well, I always thought it was about somebody she was dating.
Sure.
You know?
I guess I just never knew. I hadn't even really thought about it, so I'm excited to learn the real story.
Okay, so a TikToker named Jason Paragon, he put up a post that has a lot of views right now, and it's because he revealed who Toxic is about. It was written by Kathy Dennis.
Oh, yeah. She's like a prolific songstress.
Yes. So she had she performed, and then she was like, I just didn't want to perform anymore because I was too worried about how I was representing myself on stage, and I just was like, I'd rather just write songs. So she's written all kinds of songs, like Toxic. She's written for Kylie Minogue, Can't Get You Out of My Head. Mm-hmm. Kelly Clarkson, Before You Love. I'm just picking out some ones that you might be more
all
familiar with.
Long.
All Night Long, yes. Katy Perry, I Kissed a Girl, written by Kathy Dennis. Just tons of them. You've got Kelly Clarkson ones here, Mark Ronson.
So you're saying, though, that with Toxic, there's a story behind it. Has she told that story before? Is this new, or like, how are we finding this out?
This Jason Paragon guy said.
Oh, okay. Well, who's this Jason Paragon guy?
I don't know who Jason Paragon is, but I do know that he knows that Kathy Dennis was dating a guy who's on TV. We might not know him because he's on a BBC show. She sells seashells on the seashore. BBC
show. Hey, Mike,
show.
Is that eclipse headed our way?
It's past us. It's gone.
It's in effects.
Niagara Falls now.
Oh, cool.
It's pitch black in Niagara Falls.
Oh, wow. Wow, the sound of
leaving
the water.
Leaving the country.
I wonder if there's people going over the falls at that moment.
In a barrel.
That'd be fun in a barrel.
In a barrel, getting married.
Of course, you didn't see anything anyway. It is dark outside here.
It seems very dark here. The Twin Cities.
Turns out that's just clouds. Anyway, back to Nikki Dennis.
Nikki Dennis.
Kathy Dennis and Nikki French.
Kathy
did she write
Dennis.
Total Eclipse of the Heart, too?
She did not.
That eclipse is making me dumb, Mike.
Oh, I don't know what my excuse is. But so the guy that she was dating, she had a nasty breakup with, and she was very upset about it. His name is Noel Fitzpatrick, and he is the star of a BBC show called Super Vet.
What is this?
He is a veterinarian.
Oh, okay.
Who has a show that I started watching before our show, and I was crying about this dog who got a foot replaced. It was so sweet. Like, it's a great show. It's ups and downs, good and bad, you know, just animals are that way. But here's a clip of him on his show.
There are only a certain number of hours in the day, and if I have to consult each day and operate each day, then that means I don't get into theater till lunchtime. And it takes however long to do the operation. Good night.
I have no idea how Noel does it. He has got years worth of sleep to catch up on, but I don't even think he has time to do that.
99.9% of veterinary surgeons would not do what we're going to do today. When things go well, I'm the hero. When things go badly, I am absolutely the villain.
Whoa. The villain.
You know, that
bad.
Kind of doesn't seem very sexy. Like, you know, toxic, I just feel like, you know, oh,
yeah,
baby.
A taste of your lips, I'm on a ride. You're toxic.
But
I'm slipping under.
I like to figure out what's going wrong with animals.
Hey, everybody has their thing, you know.
I guess so. That's fascinating. So that's the guy that Toxic was written about.
And you know what else?
No.
Can't Get You Out of My Head was also written about him.
Oh, interesting.
So there was ups and downs in the relationship, obviously. So I thought that was pretty
cool.
And then I just started watching this Super Vet show. And I do know that there are vet shows on American television. But I kind of got into the show as I was just trying to find some clips there of him.
Yeah, what's the one we used to watch on the pet channel or a pet? What's that channel? The cable channel. Animal Planet? Yeah, there used to be a vet show called like Animal 911 or something.
Oh, vet. I'm sure there's a lot of them.
Back in the 90s. No, well, there was one in particular that was like super popular back in the 90s.
Let's see.
Animal Planet.
Emergency Vets?
Yes, Emergency Vets. Because trust me, in the 90s, I watched a lot of cable television.
Yeah.
And I watched a lot of Animal Vet or Emergency Vet.
Emergency Vet, yes. You know, he was doing this he's known for this Back to This Guy who Toxic was written about. He does some things, like you heard him mention in that clip that 99% of doctors would not do this surgery. He's had a lot of, what would they be called? Well, he's just invented things within the veterinarian field, fixing animals is what I'm trying to say. So he has helped other vets do surgery to keep dogs and cats alive and whatever animals. So he was doing this surgery that on this dog's foot, and this dog was born with a different type of foot, it was just a birth defect. And throughout the years, you know, it was causing him pain and limping and stuff. And so he literally like created a new foot for the dog. Then the dog was just walking around on his new foot that was bionic foot. It was pretty cool.
All right, well, maybe put that link on the
show. If you have BritBox, maybe you can watch Super Vet. Do you still have BritBox?
Oh yeah.
Okay,
thank you for that update, Dawn, for the story behind Toxic. And when we come back on The Adventures of Bradley and Dawn, oh my god, Tori Spelling has a podcast, which means we are going to be inundated with all the stories, Satoris, that she wants us to hear. I'm going to tell you about her latest Satori when we come back right here on My Talk 107.1.
Okay, we got to talk about Tori Spelling because she's going to tell us a bunch of things about the divorce and the fight that led up to the divorce.
Yeah, so you know that she's getting divorced from Dean McDermott. Why? Because they finally put it into words. And by that, I mean she did. And she chose, of course, releasing a podcast to do so. Oh, look, it's Tori still trying to use her relationship for publicity. What do we call that?
Publationship.
Yeah. And Tori and Dean are no different, and they've been doing it longer than most. Now, yeah. She's talking specifically in her latest podcast about what led to the divorce. And I just want you to go on an audio journey. Don't overthink it. Just enjoy it. But pay attention for one key word, Dawn.
Yes.
Potato. Mike, let's have a listen to Tori Spelling talk about what led to her divorce.
This guttural scream came out of me, and I was like, it wasn't even like a scream, like sexy scream, like running in a horror film. It was beast-like. It wasn't pretty at all. I would love to have seen what my face looked like. I'm sure it was all contorted. And I was like, you. And I took my most prized possession in that moment, my baked potato. It was loaded to perfection, and I smashed it on the ground. I've never seen a baked potato fly like that. Let me just say, it was a wall-to-wall potato.
Wait for it.
It was on the floor. It was on the oven. It was everywhere. And I was like, note to oneself, later tonight on your Ambien, you will come out here and you will lick this all up and eat it properly. Anyway, back to the story. And then I was like, oh, that was too far. Look what I just did. I dirtied the kitchen. Aww. So I then went and locked myself in our bedroom.
Gone. I need some time.
What the actual heck was any of that about? Excuse me. Did you find out what led to the divorce?
No.
I don't either. I didn't either. And I think all I heard and all I was obsessed with and all I had questions about was Tori Spelling eating a loaded baked potato and smashing it on the floor. That. You don't think she threw the potato on the ground?
No, I think she did. I'm just amazed that she eats baked potatoes.
Well, who eats a loaded baked potato in the year 2024? Look, I love a baked potato. We had mashed potatoes last night. But I do love a good starch. And then the whole aside with like, well, then I noted to myself,
when I'm on my
Ambien later, I'm going to come back here and eat off the floor.
Like, can what? I not?
Don't you have so many questions about what is going on in this house? And then she goes and locks herself in a room. I am still none the wiser about what led to the divorce. I have no clue. Like, what is it? Now, Dean, for his part, remember, told us that they were living in separate rooms. Mm-hmm. Why?
Because there was a pig and a chicken in the bed.
Exactly. Because that's normal.
She's like, come on, animals. Come on, farm animals. Get in the bed. And then he's just supposed to do that. It kind of cuts down on your sexy time.
So I wonder why she locked herself alone in a room with her and her pig.
I mean, just send the pig out there. It'll eat it up.
I still don't understand what led to the divorce.
I don't either.
But I am oddly fascinated by her
making a loaded baked potato.
Well, just her stream of consciousness discussion about what led to this.
She screamed.
And then the idea of her going, ah, bleep you, potato everywhere.
She slammed.
I would never destroy a perfectly good loaded baked potato. What do you like on your baked potato, Dawn?
I do like sour cream and butter. No matter what is on the potato, there has to be butter.
Bacon.
Sure, I can take a little bacon.
Some chives.
Chives,
what do you
yes.
want on there?
I want butter, sour cream, cheese.
What kind of cheese?
Cheddar.
Okay.
Melted cheddar. Salt and pepper, definitely. Because, you know.
Baked potato, twice baked.
Baked potato.
Okay.
Yeah. What do you think the guttural scream was about? The beast-like scream?
Yeah, I don't know, because you don't get any indication in the lead-up what that came from.
So in real time, something was so shocking to her that she had a beast-like scream and slammed the potato on the floor.
It was something that Dean said, but there is no indication of what he actually said. So this is the thing that this is why I'm so drawn, but also want to throw things like a baked potato, because there's obviously a story there, but she doesn't want to tell us the real story. She just wants to give us like the story around the story. And it's like, girl, if you're gonna like tell it all, you need to like sort of tell it all.
Yeah.
You can't just go like, I got so angry, I threw a potato. Well, what made you so angry that you threw a potato?
Like, that's what they dance around the subject.
Yeah.
All around the mulberry
bush. I also just don't think it's real. Like, part of me just thinks, like, until you tell me otherwise, I think you're all still trying to get a reality show. And this is all just a bunch of, you know, not that they're not divorced, not that they're like grown apart or something. Like, sure, okay, but like, just everything seems so completely fabricated for attention.
I know, because what could it be that would make her scream if that really did happen and she released a guttural scream?
Well, I mean, he cheated on her, maybe.
But like, hasn't he done it before? Like, why is that so shocking?
Well, that was a fake story.
That was a fake Emily Goodhand.
Yeah.
Was
the non-existent Emily Goodhand from Canada.
They said she was Canadian.
Yeah.
So it would be harder to trace.
And Canada was like, we don't know her. And then they were like, okay, I guess we're going to have to find something else to talk about. Meanwhile, we're going to raise a family of seven children, and which they obviously did well. Like, it's not like they, you know, like, you see real families with drama.
Yeah.
Like, who's a real family with drama that we can just point to and be go and you can just smell that there is drama, right? Like, they don't need to give you all the details. You just look and you're like, that's some drama.
Oh, probably
Brad and
Will
Angelina
Smith,
Will Smith,
and Jada Pinkett Smith. They want to let you know that everything is so hunky dory, but actually, there's probably a lot of drama.
Yeah, they're playing us for different reasons and in a different way, but Tori is really just like, Tori, what is actually going on?
I mean, what is the rest of, like, I'm thinking, if you're going to reveal all this stuff, what's going to be on the show? Are you actually going to tell us?
No, because there isn't
what
there.
The fight was on the TV show.
Yeah, I doubt it.
Is that a real, is that a confirmed thing, or is it just something that we've heard? I get confused. I don't remember.
I think you're thinking of another publicationship that there was
Gypsy
a
Rose
rumor
Blanchard.
Of an actual series.
Oh, there's a blind item that there was that they were already working on a reality show.
Oh, yeah. No. You're absolutely right, because that's why we saw them like doing the like walking around at the storage unit. He's like, and she's like, and they're like,
it was like big gestures, very big
gestures.
Like, I don't know what's happening. Arms out.
Why do you have to do this?
Oh, let me look.
I'm going to throw my potato.
I thought it was another fight. Just another fight.
What? This?
Yeah.
That led to the divorce or what?
Yeah, I'm just reading another article about this potato incident.
Oh.
But
it literally just says she locked herself in her bedroom separate from Dean's because they already were sleeping apart.
Mm-hmm.
Also, I just love the idea that she's like, I lock myself in my room. And then Dean apparently came up to her afterward and was like, do you want to get a divorce? She's like, that's probably a good idea.
Oh, well, then it must have been him. I don't know what else he could have done.
Well, he probably was like, I'm tired of all this, you know,
hustling
stuff.
For money.
Yeah, like, honey, the 90210 thing didn't work.
God.
So could you figure something else out?
Because well,
I'm tired.
Maybe. You know, we have heard that.
Although he doesn't seem like the best, you know, partner ever. Anyway.
No. But maybe we've heard in the blind items that her mother wouldn't give her any money or anything, even though she has billions, that she wouldn't give her anything if she was with Dean. So maybe it's a fake divorce. Maybe.
Yeah.
I wouldn't put it past him. I'm not joking.
No, I absolutely agree. 100%. Hey, I got an update for you on the eclipse.
Yes.
Friends and listeners, remember we heard from Bo earlier down at Little Rock?
Mm-hmm.
Well, his partner, Dave, texted update. Oh, my God. 4:27 was magic. All the seasons, all the sunrises, sunsets, dawn and dusk. Not you, Dawn.
No, I'll take it.
The time of day.
Just your dusk.
Why I gotta be dusk?
Because I'm Dawn.
That's cool.
And Mike, you're
Thank
all
you.
The seasons.
Aww. Thank you, Dave and Bo, for sharing the update live. Where are we at right now?
Did we take the International Space Station.
No, you can't do that.
Yeah, that's what they're showing right now. But nope, Holton, Maine is now where they're at.
Okay. Okay.
And we've got the what I like to call the Pac-Man effect happening. We're actually moving past it, and the sun is now turning into Pac-Man.
Oh. Really? Mm-hmm. How does it have a mouth?
It's a very skinny Pac-Man right now. What do you mean? Pac-Man's just a yellow circle with a mouth.
Yeah.
The moon's covering the part, and it makes it look like a mouth.
What's he?
You get it.
It's a ghost.
Yeah.
I'll talk to you about that.
Stop
later.
It. Ghost. Don't make it a conspiracy theory.
Oh my God,
it does look like ridiculous. Pac-Man's opening his mouth real wide.
I got to get back on there. Inky, I would Pinky, ask my Linky, sisters.
Whatever their names were.
Inky Doo.
I was going to start a text thread with my two sisters and mom who are in Missouri about this. And then I thought, oh, no, I can't do that.
Why?
Because it wouldn't end.
Oh.
There would be 27 messages.
Well, the good news is space.com is on it. Mike, you've been on it all day. Listeners, if you've been in it, on it, or under it, let us know. When we come back, Mike's going to spin his game show roulette wheel, which looks disturbingly similar to the sun. When we come back right here on Mike. Talk 107.1.